Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 344. My name is Christopher Keo, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Hi.
And Jeff Chorty.
What up, guys?
And we're recording this on a Monday because we had some scheduling conflicts over the weekend, so we didn't really get to do it over the weekend when we usually would. So this week we are going to just do a distraction show. We're going to skip the feature and save it for next week. So we're going to do one part show. We'll do distractions. We have one new news item to talk about, new releases, and then we will talk about the question of the week again. But before that, let's see what's going on. It's been a couple weeks, been a couple holidays. Travis, what's up, dude?
Hey, happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year, 2015. New Year.
2015. It's the year of the hoverboard. How about that?
It is. It is.
Yes. And go watch Back to the Future 2 for the proper way to dress this year.
Yep. That's just the way it goes. And I'm looking forward to that awesome 3D Jaws that scared me as a little kid. That actually scared the piss out of me when I was little.
And the Cubs winning the World Series.
And against, the Cubs won a World Series.
Against
yes.
the Gators.
The Gators. Oh, those Gators, man. That's a tough team. They're coming from behind this year.
Way behind.
Is baseball even on? I don't even know if they're able to come behind.
Baseball is not until March.
March?
Yeah, March is when they start the, what do they call it, preseason? And I don't know.
Oh, summers.
I don't know.
I think you're making that up.
Spring training.
Spring training, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like sports ball.
If it's not football, I've never heard of it.
That's right.
Or every 4 years when I watch soccer. So
there you go. Well, that's football too, so that works too.
Yeah, whatever. It was cool, man. Megan and I got a chance to go to Atlanta. Sorry we didn't get a chance to see you, Chris.
That wouldn't have worked out very well anyway because
we
had the flu.
Sick.
Yep, it sucked.
Yeah, you're all flued up. You're quarantined. So, it was nice. Nothing special. One of the reasons that we moved to Charleston was because we wanted to create our own traditions and not constantly do the same thing over and over and over again, and that's what was happening with our families. I mean, it's great being with them, but we want to change. We want to do something different, do something on our terms.
So instead of just doing it in Atlanta, you decide to drive all the way to Atlanta and do those same traditions.
Yes, because there's a fine reason for that though, because there's no excuse for us to not be around family if we're still living in Atlanta. Us moving away makes a little bit more sense. Saying hey, we're gonna do it here. It just makes more sense. We still have to hear shit from them, but.
You still get the guilt trips.
It's family. What's family without the guilt trips? You know what I'm talking about, Jeff.
Yeah.
Totally. It was nice because last year Megan and I went to Disney for Christmas and had a blast. So this year we decided let's do 1 year with our family. The next year, do our thing and just keep on swapping back and forth between every year. So we're looking for something to do. Maybe a Canadian Christmas next year, Jeff?
Oh, Canada what? Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be cold at all.
No.
It wasn't this year. This year
really?
It was fucking warm, yeah. We had no snow. Like people were in basically wear a t-shirt and jeans. Well, maybe not a t-shirt.
Really?
Like a sweater, like a hoodie. Sweater,
like a hoodie, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's weird, and Fox News keeps on telling me that global warming doesn't exist. I want to believe them. I want to believe everything that they're saying on TV, but it's just so hard when you can basically wear, board shorts during Christmas time in Canada. So,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. And then New Year's was cool. We went and saw Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit. The Battle of Five Armies. It was really, really good. Enjoyed that trilogy as a whole. I know a lot of people shit on it, and there's a tonal shift from the Lord of the Rings movies, which are a little bit darker and more bleak, especially towards the end of that series. And then Hobbit is a little more lighthearted, there's a little more comedy. And I know a lot of people kind of crap on the Hobbit movies, but I don't know. I really, really enjoyed them. I'm not sure. I mean, us three have never talked about it together. But
I've never seen any of them.
I saw the first two. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the second one especially.
The second one's great.
Really yeah.
Yeah. I found the second one to be my favorite of the trilogy.
I think a lot of the reason that people crap on it, though, is not necessarily because the movies are bad. It's because they took the shortest book and made it three movies.
I read The Hobbit when I was younger. In high school and enjoyed it for what it was worth. But I do like the additions that they made. You know, bringing Legolas into it and adding some characters kind of out of the ether and putting them into the story. I liked it because what they did with those characters was interesting and intriguing. And I didn't find any issues with that. I was talking to Megan about it after we watched it. I said, what makes me like the Hobbit movies so much is that, you know, even though they took a very, very small book and made it three very large movies, was that I usually gripe about book to film adaptations because there's always something that is left out. And it leaves something to say as long as the writing and the character development and the story is there. It gives you a little bit something to appreciate when they take a short book and add to it. And I like that. It's weird because you never see that in a book to film adaptation. And it was cool. So I had no problem with it because they took a good book and I think they kind of made it a little bit better. So overall, I mean, I thought those films were pretty fantastic. So we did that. I was probably asleep, I want to say, around 10:45 New Year's Eve. This is year wow, two in a row. Know. Yeah, 2 years in a row that I didn't make it to midnight.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row.
Dude, Travis, even I made it to midnight.
You know, I just don't have... I've lost
there's
that
not
magical...
There's not really a reason.
I've lost that magical flair. No, there's not. But I have lost that magical flair for the traditions that you're supposed to do for holidays and days like
yeah,
New
I'm
Year's.
I'm up past thing. Fucking midnight like every night.
And that's the thing, me it's too. Like I'm up on Destiny like 12:30, 1 o'clock on the reg. Almost every fucking night of the week. Like I'm up past up, but it's New Year's Eve and I pass right out. And it's maybe because like there's no Destiny going on to keep my mind stimulated and alert. It's because that fucking like Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin or CNN's always fucking on TV and that just drops me. That so I don't know, but yeah, 2 years in a row out before midnight. But I felt great the next morning. I know most people can't say that for New Year's Day.
That's right.
I felt fantastic January 1. I'm not gonna lie. So, but yeah, that was. Pretty much it. A lot of video games, some good relaxing. My wife and I decided that I needed to cook more. Or she decided
I needed
to cook more. No, but I like to, man. Like I used to cook all the time when we had that great house in Georgia. And because the kitchen in there is fucking amazing. Like it's gas powered everything, top of the line appliances, so I cooked all the time. And we moved into this apartment here in Charleston, and of course, like any apartment, the appliances are absolute shit. Like, we have four burners, three of them don't work. Which, you know, now that I think about it, I probably should call maintenance to get that
fixed.
That
would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. So, and actually, funny enough, the one that works, I have to hit the wrong knob for it to turn on. I have to hit the top right knob for the bottom right one to work properly. It's fucked. So that gives me, it goes to show like how bad I didn't want to cook because the kitchen's so terrible. But I did start to because we wanted to eat healthier, but we wanted to eat good because sometimes when you eat healthy, you have to sacrifice taste.
Flavor.
And yeah, exactly. So I just said, hey, look, I'll cook. So I've cooked like the last 9 days in a row, but it's been good. I enjoy it. I've rekindled my love for the art of just making food with my bare hands. So it's good. It's tasty. I had like steak. I made steaks this morning before I left for work, and has brought them with me to work, and has had a couple of steaks. It was cool, man. So so if you guys come down, I'll cook you something nice.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
I got you, man. So that's it for me real quick before we move on to G-Off Indispar. Are we drinking anything tonight, boys?
No, just water.
I have a glass of wine right now.
Glass of wine? You know what, Jeff? I am hitting the Grigio.
Oh, yeah? That's what I'm drinking, too.
Little Pinot Grigio? What's the brand?
It's Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl?
Enough. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. A white skinny girl.
White skinny girl.
That's but you're speaking my language, man. I'm just going straight up Ecco Domani. So that's a brand of Grigio I've always kind of gravitated towards. So it's really tasty. It's sweet and a little bit bitter. I like that. So, Jeff, cool. What's going on, man?
Hey, not too much. Same old like Christmas, New Year stuff. Tanya's parents, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve. My parents, Christmas morning, and my sisters. For dinner on Christmas, which is pretty crazy. There's like 30 people there, which is nuts. But it was fun. picked up a Wii U after Christmas on Boxing Day.
Yeah, real gaming much? Time.
Yep. It was regular price, $299.
Okay.
Because they had it for $250 at a place here, but they're not really known to carry video games. I think they only had like one or two consoles. They're like $250. So I went to a couple of those. They didn't have them. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to buy one anyway. So I just went to Target.
But was that one of the bundles, like the $299, but you get a couple of Mario games?
I got Mario 3D World and that's Nintendo Land. So like the standard one.
That's great.
And, which I barely actually played that. But, so I did that. I'll get into more talking about that like later. What else? New Year's, just went to a friend's place about 40 minutes away and, we had probably about 15 of us there. Maybe a little more. Play like a bunch of Jackbox Party Pack. Have you guys played that?
No, not at all. Haven't heard of it.
That game's awesome. It's, for PS4 and Xbox One. I think you might be able to get it for PC as well. But it's basically the guys who made You Don't Know Jack, and you know Jack's part of the game, but it's five other games. There's Drawful, which is where everyone draws your own avatar, and then you got to draw a picture, and everyone's got to guess what that picture is. A bunch of like things come up, like
how do you draw? Like
you draw. Those? Oh yeah, so this is the cool part about it. You use your phones to play the game, or like tablets.
What?
So yeah, so when you put it in, it'll just come up, pop up on your screen on Xbox. It'll say you go to Jackbox.tv, and then it gives you that's where you log in. And on your console, it'll give you a code, like a four-letter code. You just type that in. So you go to jackbox.tv, put in your name, and then put in that code, and then it connects you right to the system.
Okay.
So then that's how you do it. So you just play with phones and tablets and shit. So, like, pretty much anybody can play. It's awesome.
See, that's a really cool, like tablet or phone integration into a video game.
Yeah pretty much.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So that's one of the games. You just draw a bunch of shit and... It only takes a few rounds before people just draw a bunch of dicks and stuff, but you want to try to get as close to what you're supposed to draw, because the more people that guess the right answer, you get points for it. But yeah, so there's that. There's Fibbage. Fibbage is on there. Fibbage is really fun if you guys have not played that.
I haven't. One.
Fibbage is kind of like Balderdash. It'll come up with a thing and you have to kind of put in what it is. It'll be like a blank. It'll be like a sentence and a blank. You have to fill in what the blank is. Everyone's got to guess which one
is the right answer.
And if people guess yours, you get points. There's another two that we didn't really play. I can't remember what they were, though, because we have not played them yet. But Fibbage and the Drawful one are really, really fun, really good times for multiple people, especially if you're just having a few drinks, hanging out. And, of course, You Don't Know Jack. Everyone's played You Don't Know Jack. So
love it. It's great.
That's on there as well. And the whole thing's $24 or $25. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we actually played that again this past weekend. I had a couple people over on Friday and Saturday. And that's what we did for the majority of the time. Let's play that. That's Jack Party Box or Jackbox Party.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it that I can think of.
Did you get pretty lit for New Year's?
No, I didn't actually. Like, we all were drinking. We all had a good time and I drank a lot, but no one was really, cause it was very kind of low key. No one was kind of going crazy or nothing. So it was just kind of like, you know, just people just socializing, having some drinks. The next day I felt like a little bit hungover, but nothing, not compared to other New Year's.
You don't want to be too drunk when the orgy starts.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's, I don't want to be able to remember that stuff,
no,
right?
No, you want to. Yeah.
Some people did go in the hot tub, and I thought they were crazy, but it looked really cold. But yeah, it was a good time. This last few weeks, I guess. Now it's just back to work and regular grind.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, are you guys with me here? I was so happy to be back at work today.
I'm definitely not
with you, dude.
I was so
unmotivated to do anything at work today.
Well, I mean, yeah, it took some time to warm up, like, for me. Because, of course, when we came into work today, we started off, like, we got in there, 9 o'clock. Guys, all right, let's go through a meeting. I'm like, oh, no, don't do a meeting in the first hour of the day. I need to, like, warm up, boys. And so, yeah. No, I was happy, dude. Like, I was, like, so happy to get back into the grind.
Well,
I guess I like my job and you guys don't. I don't know.
I like my job. I just wasn't ready to go back.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, especially considering my entire holiday season was kind of screwed.
Well, you were sick. I can get that. Like, I got my fill of relaxation. That makes sense. I'm not going to shit on you. That's okay.
Thanks. I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take someone shitting on me for not wanting to go back to work as anything serious. I think everyone here listening are more like, Travis, you fucked.
Yeah, but on my end, the Saturday before Christmas, we had friends over, and then Sunday, Liam started coming down with symptoms. The people that were, he had the flu the day before, because you have it for like 24 to 48 hours before you start showing symptoms. So the people that came over, they got sick too. So that was horrible.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
It really was, man. I was like, oh God, we just got all of them sick. That's horrible.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. Like, there's no guilt trip in my question whatsoever, but that's got to feel terrible. Oh, yeah, people come to see you and they get sick.
Crystal and I felt like shit about it.
Now, did you guys get that flu shot that everybody's like, get the flu shot, got to get the flu shot? Like,
no, I've never gotten the flu shot.
I've never gotten it either. I've never been an advocate for that. I'm like, you know what? If I get the flu, give me the flu one time, let my body build up the immunities to fight it again so I don't get it anymore.
Yeah, the last time, well, it's a different strain every year, but the last time I had the flu, it was like, I want to say it was like 13, 14 years ago. So it's been a while. But, so I started showing symptoms. Laura and I both started showing symptoms on Monday. Tuesday, I was pretty much laid out. I drugged up with I was alternating with Motrin for a headache and, they had like this Mucinex severe cold, and that shit did wonders. The two of those together, and I was able to function at least. And it's a good thing because Alora started getting croup, and Crystal had to take her to the emergency room and spend the night there.
Getting what?
Croup.
Is croup?
It's a condition where, like, when she's breathing, it sounds like there's liquid in her lungs. It's like there's, yeah. So it sounded really bad. So she had
that
to go to the,
terrible.
She went to the pediatrician and they gave her a breathing treatment. And then they said, I think you need to go to the ER. So she went to the ER, like downtown at Children's, and, they spent the night there. So Liam and I are both sick and we're at home and I'm trying to take care of him and we're both not doing well. The next morning, he was great. He was fine. I was laid out still, so I turned on the TV and I laid down on the couch and I was like, you know, here's a waffle. I'll talk to you later.
Here's a waffle. Deuces, son.
That's right. That's
I'm
right.
Chilling.
But yeah, so that would have been the day before. That would have been Wednesday, so Christmas Eve. Our Christmas Eve plans were ruined. Christmas Day, we still went over to my in-laws. Because we had passed we were without a fever for over 24 hours. So we were past the contagious phase. But then we were supposed to go to Cincinnati and we canceled the trip because we didn't want to take any risks. Cause the people we were going to visit, he has two little boys and his dad is staying with him and his dad has got some health issues too. And I'm not going to bring that to their house. No way. So
we've already got some friends sick. We're not
we already got
sick.
We already got good friends sick. We don't need to get any more friends sick.
What'd you get me for Christmas? The flu.
The Yay! Flu. Congratulations. We're a bunch of assholes. Thanks. Yeah. But you know, it started to go away. I ended up having to go to urgent care on New Year's Eve because my flu was starting to turn into bronchitis. The kids are fine. My wife didn't get it somehow. But I was, you know, I was pretty much I got it the worst. So I just finished off my antibiotics yesterday and I'm still coughing a little bit, but it's definitely better than it was.
So Crystal came out unscathed?
She did. I don't know how she did it.
Well,
but,
somebody's got to be the sentinel.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. It was definitely her this time around.
Good for her.
So Thanksgiving we got the stomach virus and Christmas we got the flu. So we had a great holiday season. It was fucking awesome.
It was.
Good riddance 2014. I fucking hate you. Go away.
Yeah, that was a rough year for the Oricchio clan.
Yes,
man.
It was. Yes, it was.
That's all right. 2015 is going to be amazing.
I hope so, man.
I'm going to call it. It's going to be great. We got great games coming out this year.
We do.
Good
Let's
things
talk
are
about
happening.
Some of those.
Let's do it.
All right. Jeff, why don't you go first because you have the most to talk about.
Please.
Okay. What have I been playing? Or, Forza Horizon 2, Storm Island. I already talked about that a bit.
You know what I want to hear, baby.
It's not saving that till later.
Oh, I want to hear it.
The Sunset
Don't blow your
Order DLC. I got the Sunset DLC, the first
nice.
One. Mystery of Oil Rig was what it was called. And it was $12.99 by itself, but then was it $8? No, it was $8, I think. No, I can't remember how much it is. Yeah, I think it's $8. They're doing three of them, so I was like, well, the season pass is only $20. So I'm like, I might as well get the season pass, because this looks like it's pretty cool.
That's
and it was
how they
pretty
get
cool.
You? That's
it was
I'm a sucker too though. I did it for Destiny, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, let's give this a shot. And it's just another little area off the mainland. You're on this oil rig.
They give you some new weapons, some new traversal type stuff where you can like shoot down in the water and shoot back up really high and stuff and keep your momentum going. I really liked it. It was really funny. It was a little bit on the short side though. Like I finished, the entire story part of it and there's only 4 side quests in probably about 2 hours.
Wow.
And I'd say it was about 2 hours.
And it still had a better story than Destiny.
Oh, well, yes, of course. And then I didn't do all the, like, there's a bunch of, like, traversal challenges, like, you know, you get in all those games, like, in Infamous and Crackdown, where you're like, here, do all this shit, get to from point A to B as fast as you can. I didn't do any of those, but there's a bunch of those in there, too. But, yeah, it's a little bit on the short side. It's probably about 2 hours to do the whole thing. But I'm looking forward to the next 2, that's for sure. Don't know when those are coming. Dragon Age Inquisition.
It's a good game.
Tanya,
I've heard
Tanya,
of it.
Tanya picked that up for me for Christmas.
Oh.
So that's, I didn't like it at first. The first hour and a half or so, I was like, I don't like this game. It's very boring.
It's slow. Yeah.
Yeah, and they throw a bunch of like game mechanic type stuff at you very soon, and it doesn't really make sense. Until I figured out how, and then the more I started playing it, I learned what PowerPoints are. I didn't know what the fuck these things were. I'm like, why am I getting these PowerPoints, and why does, like, every mission kind of require them?
And they don't come into play as much until
later.
Way later in the game, yeah.
I wouldn't say way later, I'd
Not
say.
Not way later, but there's still a good Four gap hours, where you five don't hours. Really necessarily use them as much.
Yeah, because you got to use them, like, you'll get to certain missions where it'll say PowerPoints required, like, 8. And then, so you have to use 8 of your PowerPoints to unlock that mission.
Yeah.
So
I got news for you. There's some that are like 30 and 40.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm at the ones now where they take like 30.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, which is kind of, I like it and dislike it. I don't like it because it forces you to do side stuff to get enough. Cause each time you do a quest or do something, you get PowerPoints for it. But it kind of, on the bright side of that, it makes you do some of the side stuff that normal stuff I probably wouldn't do. I'm doing a lot more exploring and stuff just because it's making me do this to get PowerPoints.
There's a lot to explore, too, in that game.
It seems like it, yeah. So I'm like 17 hours into that bitch. And I did not think it was that long. I thought maybe I was like 10 hours in, but I think I've like put about 17 hours into it.
Yeah, you don't lose yourself.
I don't think I'm too far into it. I'm, without spoiling anything, I don't even know.
Are you at Skyhold?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yes. So you're...
Yeah, I'm definitely a little bit past Skyhold, I guess. So yeah, but I'm liking it. I do still think it kind of be a little bit slow at times, and the combat's kind of eh. But I like the characters. I really like the world it's in. It is pretty.
Yeah.
So I actually like doing some of the, you know,
so,
exploring and finding
So who are you, who you banging?
I had no one yet. I only have one female in my party right now. That's Cassandra.
So you haven't really had any more.
I haven't. How many characters can you get in that? I have 8 right now.
God damn it. I don't know. Maybe 10.
And I think
11?
I have 2 girls. Sorry. I have 2.
I was going to say, you didn't get the female rogue?
Yeah, I got the female rogue. No.
She pops up a little bit later.
Oh, okay. I got the female mage. Vanessa. What was her name? Vanessa, I think. Or something along those lines. And then
Vivian.
Cassandra. Vivian, that's it. Yeah. Vivian. Yeah. So I have Vivian and Cassandra. Those are only 2 females in my party so far.
I mean you could necessarily miss a couple of party members. If you don't do a lot of the missions on the map. There's some that point you towards some missions regarding this person, Red Jenny.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can't find that's one because you have to go to that area, it's a kind of a small area. It's just I have to look for all like the clues, and there's one left that says the top of the marketplace. I don't know how to get up there, or I just can't find out where this shit is.
Yeah, it's that first place. It's a place. Okay, I don't want to explain about spoiling anything, but yeah, there it's kind of tricky to traverse it, but there are ways to get up there. There are certain areas where you can just like zoom into the map, and when you go into the map, you can click one of the triggers, and that'll bring you to different levels, like level 1, level 2, level 3 of the map.
Okay.
And when you go to those upper levels, you click on the doorways there, and it'll like fast travel you up to the second level.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the only way to get up there, but that is the best way to get up there, for sure.
Okay, I'll try to do that then. Because as I was trying to do her things, I don't know where the fuck this thing is, so I left.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Good deal.
Got the Wii. Played a little bit of Mario 3D World. Not too much of that, though. Literally only like five stages. Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers is... I'm not really a big Smash fan, but it was on sale over the holidays, so I picked that up. Because Mario Kart 8 was sold out everywhere at the time.
That's tough to find, man. It's hard to find here.
And So yeah, Smash Bros. Is cool. I like it. I haven't played too much. I still don't really know what I'm doing. I kind of smash the shit out of stuff when we're playing. But it's fun with a group of people still. It's good times. But the online on the Wii U, I find it's good. It works. But the chat is pretty bad. I think it's just because it's like just the way the microphone is. Maybe if I got like an actual, like plugged in the mic, maybe that helps. Not just using the, what's it called? The gamepad for chat. It just sounds like very.
Oh, that's right. There's a mic on the
gamepad.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I haven't even attempted to do any online with the Wii U. Cause, I mean, one of the big things about it is like, how do you have a console that you want people to go online with and it doesn't have an Ethernet port? I mean, I don't want to connect wirelessly. Let me hook it up to my router. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I have it wirelessly and I've had no problems with the online. It seems to be like hardly any lag, if any at all. I did end up getting Mario Kart. My buddy found it at a store and he picked it up and brought it over.
Oh, nice.
And Mario Kart 8 online is,
it's awesome.
It's awesome. It's really, it's great. Like it. Yeah. And I actually like that. Like, yeah, you can chat with your friends only, but I kind of like that because Mario Kart 8 is one of those games where I just want to jump in and play a few races and that's it. And I find I'm doing that with randoms online with that game. Cause it's like, I know they're not going to talk. They can't talk shit because you can't talk in that fucking game if they're not on your friends list. And I'm just going to go in there and the game's not busted or anything like that where someone's going to like just come in first by a mile every single time over and over again. So I like it. Mario Kart 8 is pretty awesome. And it's, I don't know if it's going to beat my DS as my Mario Kart game of choice, but we'll see.
But, I'm going to tell you what, man. I played
a lot of it. I even got the DLC and it's,
I went to, did you get some of that free DLC, man? That, what is it, like Dodge or like you get like real cars somewhere?
Oh, the Mercedes.
The Mercedes, yeah. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded that just for the hell of it. I haven't used the cars or anything, but I did download it because it was free.
Yeah, I played that joint at great length, actually, when I visited Atlanta and hung out with our Chris and I friends, the Hardemans, for the Saints game when I drove down there for that. And I loved every second of playing that game.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I mean, I've played almost every iteration of Mario Kart, and I can easily say that I think it's the best. That's
the
available.
Best one.
It's really, really good.
I need to put in, like, it's by far the game I played the most since the holidays began. Well, that and Dragon Age.
And it's just a great party game, man. Just getting a whole bunch of people together and just playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, great. Nice people here and just played it. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, anyone can play it. So. I like it. The Wii U is actually surprisingly, I've had a lot of fun with it so far.
I mean, that's been a common theme that's been a common theme we've spoken about in, you know, the last, three or four shows even, is that it's a legit console now, man.
Especially now, like I have four games for it. All four are exclusive and all four are amazing.
Yeah.
So it's
same here. I have the four games and, I mean, I'll say three because I don't really count Nintendo Land, but, and all three are exclusive I like all three. So.
Yeah. But yeah, and you don't even have like Smash or Mario Kart, do you? Or
I still want. I want to get Mario Kart. The three games left that I really want to get are Mario Kart, Wonderful 101, and I want to give Wind Waker another try because I heard that like the part that I hated the most about it was how long you were in the damn little boat, and I heard they streamlined that a lot. So if I can go back, because I enjoyed the hell out of like the first dungeon in Wind Waker. I played it like four times. The problem is I get in the boat and I'm just like, this fucking sucks. And then I turn it off. So I'm hoping that they streamline that enough to the point where I want to play it. So, you know, those are the three games that are left that I want to get.
Nope. Yeah, and I'm hoping to get Bayonetta for my birthday. So
Bayonetta's good.
Bayonetta 2. I downloaded the demo. Demo's pretty badass.
With Smash, I'm curious about this because the Smash series is one of those games that it's one of those few games that are on my list that I want to love so much. In my head, there's no reason for me not to like these games. I just can't get... I played maybe two or three different iterations of Smash Brothers and have not been able to like fully digest it. Like, there's something about it. Like, I feel that when you fight somebody and you open your ass and you get them down to their health, you should win, game over, move over to the next round. And I could never get over the fact that, you know, you're trying to knock people off to the side. You feel like you've, like, knocked them, like, 60 yards off of the map. And then they, like, quadruple jump back to the playing field.
Yeah, back
it's like,
to the platform,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, is that still a thing with Smash? Is that something
Smash?
Thing,
but
see,
yeah, definitely. But
that's
Smash
what Smash is
though,
all about, dude.
Yeah, you got to get their health.
Losing,
like,
but not losing.
Up.
It's like Nintendo's way of giving everybody a participation.
Oh, no, you
trophy.
Lose. Like, if you get the person's, like, the whole thing is to get their percentage up. And if you see someone's percentage at, like, 100 or more, and you hit them with, like, one power attack, they don't have a chance to fly back.
Yeah,
they go
no
flying
way.
And
yeah.
explode, basically.
Yeah.
Into, like, a thing of light,
hey,
and that's, like, a light.
I'll tell you what, don't... Travis, if that's the case, don't play anybody that's using Kirby. Or Charizard, because they freaking fly. And they can just, like, sit there and do it over and over and over and over again.
They're like the Magneto and the Juggernaut. Oh, no, the Sentinel of Smash.
Sentinel.
Yeah.
It's the Sentinel of Smash.
I guess. I don't know.
Sentinel
yeah.
of Smash.
That's Charizard. Not, he's the Sentinel of Smash.
That was my nickname in high school, by the way. So, Charizard? Just putting it out there. No, the Sentinel of Smash. It was kind of a lame joke. But go ahead, Chris. I mean,
yeah,
Jeff,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not super hooked on it. Like, I think it's fun to play with people. But I really, whenever I try to play it single player, even try to learn the game, I kind of get bored. Because there's no, like, good training thing in it. And there really doesn't,
yeah.
I don't think there really needs to be. Cause the,
no, no.
It seems to be one of those games that's, like, easy to play, difficult to master, but it's not, it doesn't have enough to the gameplay and to the mechanics to make me want to learn it as much as I'd want to learn something like Street Fighter or Marvel vs. Capcom, like something like, you know, like a more traditional type fighter. But there's not like combos to specifically learn or like cross ups or mix ups or vortex type style stuff. It's just, it seems.
It's mashups, and, basically.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And, like, there's people, like, the two of the guys, but they routinely beat my ass over and over again just because they kind of have a better idea of what the characters are like. And, like, a couple characters, I've been like, you know what, fine, I'll just stick to, like, a couple characters, and, like, finally, you know, got better and better. But there's still aspects of the game, like, why, like, does this character seem way more overpowered? But then I started reading stuff like, yeah, it's not meant to be super balanced either. So it's like, yeah, just have fun with. So the way I look at it is when there's, like, four of us, three of us playing as each other, and he just starts screwing around with the settings. Like, one, we put all of our health at 300%, gave each of us 20 lives. And then, so basically, like, one hit sent a guy flying. That was it. So it was just, like, every, like, second it was, like, smash, man, whatever. Like, so-and-so was eliminated. It's like, and then that was, like, a lot of fun. But, yeah, I don't know. It's not something I don't think I could play long-term by myself or if anything. Just,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Playing online with friends, and when we had people over on Friday night, we played I wouldn't say a shitload of it. We played probably about 10 matches, and it was a lot of fun. Mainly because there's another guy there who hasn't played it before, so I actually didn't come in last every time. So
I like it.
The most fun I ever had at Smash was Nintendo 64, because that's the one I played the most.
Yes, for sure.
And I barely played Melee because I didn't have a GameCube, and I didn't have the Wii version, so I really haven't played too much Smash. But this one seems fun in the right, you know. In the environment and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, still Mario Kart 8's the one I'm playing the most on the Wii U.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Awesome. Did you get the Power or the Wii Pro controller?
I don't yet, but I
got that.
I want to get one really bad.
It seems like for games like Bayonetta, you have to really.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you what, using the gamepad for games like that, it just doesn't feel right in my hands.
Yeah, in the demo, I didn't like it, and I played. Like the Wii controller, and I played it with the controller Pro, and I was like, "Oh wow, this feels
a
lot better."
Now it feels right. You know.
Yep. And at Halo 5 beta.
How
beta,
about it, baby? Talk to me.
So they had like a pre-beta for people who are in the preview dashboard preview program on Xbox One, which basically means like we kind of beta test the new updates that come out. So if there's like a new like March update, we'll get it in February. And, just to test out the features, give feedback, whatever. So people who were in that program got a free weekend of Halo 5. And then it started, Halo 5 started on the 28th and it goes to the 18th of January, I think. It's like 3 weeks. So.
I just need you to answer one question. How is Halo 5 gonna make me buy an Xbox One? Tell me.
I don't fucking know. Do you like Halo? I think there's a lot of good reasons to buy an Xbox One, not just Halo. But maybe to get you out of Destiny.
No, I'll just get it for the Xbox One anyway.
They added a lot of cool stuff, and a lot of people kind of got pissed off because first of all, you can now sprint in the game, which you couldn't in Halo 4.
Ability, right? Like it was
no, not in Halo 4. Halo 4, everybody could sprint, and like Reach, it was an ability.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But now you have an unlimited sprint. But if you're sprinting, your health doesn't regenerate. like your shields. So it's going to stop people from running around like assholes and like Call of Duty and stuff where they'll just knife you, run away, knife you, run away, knife someone else. Because if you're taking damage, that damage isn't going to, your shield's not going to regenerate while you're running. So it's, you actually have to think now, like, am I going to run in there, kill someone, and just run away and try to kill someone else?
I kind of like that. At first,
it's weird because you forget and you'll like melee somebody and then just run towards another guy and he'll kill you. You'll be like, what the fuck? And then you realize, oh, that's right. My shields aren't regenerating as I'm running. So.
I would not be surprised if the first-person shooter, the multiplayer first-person shooter industry as a whole adopts that.
Do that, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised
I would not
either.
Be surprised. That sounds
amazing.
Because
it pisses a lot of people
off.
It's
a balancing thing. Like, that's the whole trick. Like, how do you balance your multiplayer competitive games? And that's a great way to do it. I think it's brilliant.
Please, I really like it.
Yeah, please continue. I love what you have so far for me. My finger is on the buy button, Jeff. This is making me push it down.
So you can also do like the in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, you know, you can like dodge left, right, forward, and backward in the air, like a jetpack type thing. You can do that. It's got a timer on it though, so you can't just repeatedly do it over and over again. So it takes like 5 seconds for it to regenerate. At first, again, I thought it was kind of like, oh no, it's going to make it move too fast and feel too much like Call of Duty. But it doesn't. It's not super, super fast. You kind of use it to get out of like sticky situations. It's not a double jump, so you're not going to reach higher places in the map or anything like that. What was the other thing that people bitched about it when they heard about? Oh, the aim down the sights. For to Halos. They added that now, which realistically, that was in there from the beginning, just the way that they viewed it was different. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'd click a button, it would zoom in, but it wouldn't have, like, the outside of the sights. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? It would just have, like, the crosshair. Like, a lot of the guns had that. So now it's done, like, modern-day shooters. You pull down the left trigger, and it zooms in. Some of the guns will actually have, like, a sight. Some of the guns will actually just zoom in kind of closer, like the assault rifle and stuff like that.
It almost bothers me that people are bitching about that, because that is an industry standard at this point.
Yeah, yep. But the thing is, they made it optional. So, if you're gonna do it, you can go ahead and do it, but it's not gonna give you any advantage over the person shooting at you who's not using it. So, if you're hit with it, if you're aiming down the sights and you get hit, it'll knock you out of the sights. So, same with like Halo 2 is like that too. If you're like sniping somebody and you got hit by a bullet, it would zoom you out. So it does that, and power reduction or damage reduction. If you're shooting from the hip or even aim reduction. So it's like, yeah, you can use the ADS if you want to. Like, I use it if I'm getting the drop on somebody, if they're kind of like a little bit far away to get like the first couple hits, then I like just let go and go back to like regular Halo style, which is, I see most people doing. But yeah, so there's really no reason to complain about that because it's pretty much the same as it was before. It's just that they changed the kind of the way it works.
Now you said this is a kind of like an early preview of the multiplayer.
No, now it's actual the beta.
Okay, so you're in beta, so you should be getting kind of a taste of like the progression and leveling system.
There isn't a progression and leveling system. That's what I like about it.
And that not at all. Okay, that was going to be my main question.
Well, there's a leveling system, but in terms of like your
it's more
level,
of a ranking thing.
It's
probably?
More of a ranking. Okay. Yeah, it's not like you get. Like this, and I think you still unlock stuff that's aesthetically, like you can put on your avatar, but you're not getting anything that other players won't have.
So anything like abilities, picking classes, is that still there?
None of that's there. Okay. So everyone loads with the same weapon. It's still back to like Halo 3 and beyond or before, where every match is about controlling the power weapons and map layout as opposed to like getting better loadouts and that kind of thing. So everyone's gonna spawn with the same weapons. The weapons are gonna be on the map for you to go run and grab. They added weird stuff. Now there's running game chatter, player chatter for the other people on your team. So even if you're not talking to them through the mic, they'll yell stuff like, two guys over by the bridge or like incoming grenades, which is really jarring at first because it sounds like you're playing Battlefield or like Call of Duty when you have like the people just yelling random shit that's not actual people. It's just like AI guys.
Mm.
Well, the guys aren't AI, but what they're saying is, which actually kind of helps. One thing the commentator does now that I don't know if I like. I kind of like it, but at the same time, I can see why some people wouldn't like it. Is he announces when the power weapons are going to respawn? So it'll be like, power weapons respawn in 30 seconds, and then it'll do it again in like 15 seconds, then 10 seconds.
Destiny,
like, power
kind
weapons
of,
back on the map.
Yeah, Destiny kind of does that in the multiplayer mode.
The heavy weapons stuff.
Yeah, they kind of let you know that basically free kills are available for pickup now. It kind of lets you know that I like it because it then adds more of a strategy because it does get you to the point that if you're interested in getting those weapons, it's now time to stop in your tracks for 1 second, look around and see where those heavy weapons or those special weapons have dropped. Yeah. And it can be fun because you'll get into some situations where it's basically a firefight just to get to these items.
Oh, yeah, getting the skirmishes of fighting over
them.
Yeah,
for sure. That's so what Halo's I do kind of like that.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it, especially if you don't really know a map too well at first. But I can see why people would be like, well, you know, we took the time to learn how long it took for these to spawn. But I think in the end it does make it more fun. So you don't have to keep, you know, going back to a place, checking to see if it's there. Be like, oh, it's not there yet, shit. But yeah, I really, really like it. I like it a lot better than 4 multiplayer right away, and Reach. So I don't know if it'll, you know, this is just a beta. I can't tell if it's going to be like 3 or 2, which are arguably the best multiplayer aspects of Halo.
Yeah, those were great.
But so the first couple of days were 2 maps and 1 game type. They added 2 more maps this week. And added a new game type called Breakout, which is kind of like a arena 5-round. Whoever first to win 5 rounds wins, like Counter-Strike. You just have 1 life. It's easier for them to kill you, and it's just, yeah, round by round. So it's just like elimination. And it seems pretty cool. There's only 1 map on that. I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of the map. It's kind of small and hectic, but I think that's the way it's supposed to be. But I only played that map, that mode, like twice so far. But I like it. It's, it works, which is good, because the Master Chief Collection did not work for a while.
That's important.
Yeah. And it looks pretty, and I love the movement. I love the whole traversal thing that first-person shooters are doing now. It's kind of a breath of fresh air into a genre that, to me, was getting kind of stagnant. It's out of, like, the Halo that I'd buy no matter what, versus usually I'd get, like, a Battlefield or a Call of Duty. Now it's like, you know what? Call of Duty is awesome again, and Halo 5 looks to be awesome again. Hopefully we'll see. It's a year off, so hard to tell. But, you know, the beta's closed in January 18th, so I'll probably talk about it again next week. Or whenever. Yep.
Alright, Travis, go next.
I think it's us, buddy. I mean, I think it's both me and you. Destiny. That's it.
Yeah, lots of that.
That's it. Lots of that. Yeah, I'm so happy to see Chris playing so much Destiny. It tickles me. So
game's fun, man. And now that I'm jumping into your group, you know, with the Recons,
we have a good crew. we have a really good crew. We just like to help each other out, even if we've ran the raid like 5 or 6 times and we get nothing out of it. Everybody's really cool to help each other out.
Most of the time, it's pretty much the case.
I went ahead and did the unthinkable in my book. I would just wonder why, and I still don't understand why people would do multiple characters of like different classes and stuff. It's just you have a main already leveled up. Why are you starting with another class and just having to like go through the stress of finding a loop for another class? But since the last time we recorded, I have not created 1 extra character of my same class, but 2. So I have 3 hunters.
Why?
Because
you could, okay, so you only get
yes,
to
please,
do things
please, Chris.
Once a week. So once a week. Like you, so once a week you can run the raid and you'll get loot out of it. So if you have 3 characters of the same type, then you can move your gear around from one character to the next and run the raid multiple times and level your character quicker.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's my way of saying this game is not giving me enough loot. Fuck you. I'm going to give myself more chances. It's a numbers game, baby. It's literally a numbers game. And but so far, it's worked out in spades because if I'm not getting the loot I'm getting the resources to upgrade said loot whenever it does end up falling into my possession. So I basically have another character, and when I run it with my primary, I swap over to my main and transfer all my gear to bring me back up the level to play those raids, to play those nightfalls, and then do the same with my third character. It's going to be a busy week because this is the first week that we're going into that I have my third character. So I'm very interested in how I'm going to be able to balance my time. But luckily, it's the only thing that I'm playing. But, I mean, that's, for me, the only news that I've had about Destiny. The only thing that's really changed about Destiny. still having a great time with it. Love our community. That's of people that's in there playing with us. We're having a good time. I replayed through Walking Dead season 1 and 2 again, because for the extended, I saw it as kind of like a sign from on high to, go ahead and buy Walking Dead, both seasons, for the PS4, because since the PlayStation outage happened, they, you know, elongated the fire sale that they had on PSN. So I went ahead and, noticed that on the last day that it was available, I noticed that the, Walking Dead season 1 and 2, both like the full seasons, including season 1, 400 days, $6 for each season. And to me, that was a no brainer. And I thought about it and I was like, when season 3 eventually does come out, I'm going to want to get it on PS4. Let me go ahead and do my playthroughs and get my decisions, you know, set the way I want them for season 3 when it drops on PS4. So I went ahead and did that this week as well. I cannot scream as loud as possible how much I love those games. Like, I mark out the Walking Dead, like anything Walking Dead, comics, TV show, games, I'll love them to death no matter what, just because I love that IP. But no doubt about it whatsoever that the video game version of The Walking Dead is, for me personally, my favorite medium for The Walking Dead, period. Because with the TV show, you just kind of watch it. And with the comic book, you can kind of read and use your imagination a little bit. But with the video game, you get the best of both of those worlds, but you have your input as well. And that just makes it so, so much better. So, I mean, I know a lot of people that are listening to this have played The Walking Dead already. So I won't, like, drag this on any longer than it needs to be. But regardless, if anybody out there has not played it, just jump on it. It is some of the best entertainment.
It's definitely good.
It's so good. It's so, so good. So so definitely play it if you haven't. I know most of you have, so that's probably a moot point. So
I feel like now that I've watched a lot of the show that I should go back and give it another chance, because, like, I appreciated it for what it was, but it kind of upset me that, the entire storyline was a bunch of diamonds. It's like, sure, you could veer off on two different paths, but they converged together again, and it was just a series of diamonds the way that everything went.
But it has to. Like,
no, I agree with you. Plot. I agree with you. Yeah. It has to. But I feel like I might appreciate it more now that I'm almost done with the fourth season. And I know the fifth season is the one that just played. So I'm still catching up on Netflix, but, you know, I now truly appreciate this show. And I have a feeling that I will much more appreciate, I will appreciate the game a lot more if I try it again. So
I would love for you to play through all of season 1 and 2, Chris. It's so good.
Yeah, I need to try and do season 1 again.
And to your point, the thing that you were kind of like, you know, I make these decisions, but the same main plot continues on no matter what. Rest your head, but by the time you get to the end of season 2, there are so many different outcomes that I don't even know how Telltale will be able to even start season 3 if they keep the main characters.
Oh.
Like, I just don't know. It's so split apart.
Interesting.
So that does, to a point, stop.
Okay.
If that's what your main concerns were. That no longer is an issue, because after I finished season 2 again, I was like, how would you even start a season 3? There's so many, like, there's, I think, 4 or 5 completely different endings to this game, and how you converge those to one, like, to continue on season 3 with these main characters. I don't understand how you would do that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting moving on to the season to the next season. I'd be surprised if they kind of diverged almost completely. I would not be surprised if they just said, okay, you know what, we're gonna pass on these characters for once. But I don't know, we'll have to see when that gets announced.
Okay,
so
cool.
But yeah, it's good. But that's it for me, Chris. Just Destiny and a little bit of Walking Dead. What's up with you, bud? Probably just Destiny, right?
No, I got a little bit more than Destiny, but not a whole lot more. So I played a little bit more Hyrule Warriors. That game's fun as shit, dude. I don't care if it's just the same repeat stuff over and over again. It's a lot of fun. I did run into a boss that kicked my ass, but I need to go back and try it again. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I got the platinum trophy on Velocity 2X. So that was fantastic.
I'm sorry, I hit my e-cig a little too hard.
You did what?
It'll happen.
I was thinking about these e-cigs, man. They'll sneak up on you like a fucking assassin.
You gonna make it?
Yeah, they can be pretty strong.
I'm good. Okay. Go ahead. All right. Please continue. I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I did that. That was one of my goals, and I'm happy that I was able to complete it. And after that, I started playing Freedom Wars, which...
talk to me. I've been wanting to play this
joint.
Well,
Jason had talked about it at length a little bit more a couple months ago when it first came out.
It's on the Vita, right?
It's on the Vita, yeah. So I dig it. I think it's good. I'm still trying to get used to it, though, because... first of all, I had to change the controls around because it felt weird, when, you know, you can switch from melee to ranged weapon. And when you use the ranged weapon, you aim, you can go into a shooter mode and you aim with L, but you fire with square. So,
Chris,
I had to change that
around. Let's slow the roll a little bit because I've only heard people say, hey, dude, Freedom Wars, jump on it. That's the extent. I've had multiple people say Freedom Wars is legit. Play it.
It's
just
good.
Jump
into
it.
It's good. It's fun.
But here's my question. Okay. What is it? What the fuck
is
it?
It's kind of Monster Hunter Lite, so far. But basically what it is, again, this is stuff that Jason's visited already. But it's really kind of cliche in some ways, but you're this warrior in this, Panopticon. That's what they call it. It's basically a city. And you are trying to, work off a prison sentence, and you lose your memory. And because you lost your memory, and it's the worst, worst crime you could possibly commit. And you get a million years sentence, and you have to work off your million years. Well, you work off your million years by performing these jobs. And a lot of times it's a citizen was kidnapped by this, and I can't remember what they call them, but they're really large, almost like mechanical, biomechanical beasts, and you have to take them on, and it's you and you get a partner with you, a partner robot, and then you can have other party members as well. There's online, which I haven't tried, but you can actually, you get a grappling hook, and you can actually grapple up to the, let's say you're fighting this big dude, you can grapple up on his arm and start cutting his arm off, and eventually when his arm comes off, obviously that reduces the amount of attack possibilities he's got. And then, there can be citizens that are trapped in a chest cavity, and you can go up there and rip open the chest cavity and pull the citizen out, and you run them to this rescue area. And that's how some of the missions run. But it's pretty cool. It's like Monster Hunter Lite. It doesn't seem as hard. The grappling hook is really cool. It adds a little, a neat dynamic to it. But yeah, I'm not really that far, so I don't really have much else to say besides that.
So do you, when you fight, so you have this million year prison sentence, when you complete a mission, does it legitimately minus years off of your sentence?
Yes. Yes. So that's how it works. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that excites me so much.
It's pretty cool. And then you collect, loot throughout the mission. Sure. And you have to give to the city. But others you can keep, or you can donate. And if you donate, that takes years off as well. And then there are different, they call you a sinner. So there are different levels of sinners. And once you get to level two, you get all these, it's really fucked up, really. Cause it's you can't even, I can't remember the accessory. That's the partner robot. It's called your accessory. You can't even talk to your accessory. If you go up to her and you want if you want information, that's fine. But there's an option that says, I just want to talk. If you just say, I want to talk, you don't have that right yet. And they give you 10 more years or something like that. And there's one thing where there's one mission you come back. Oh, it looks like you're fatigued. You should rest. And you don't really have any control over this, but your character sits down, lays down on her bed. Oh, you don't have the right to recline yet. You have to sit up and sleep. And you get 10 more years. It's what the fuck? But
I'm not going to lie. It actually sounds like the American penal system can actually learn a thing or two from Freedom Wars. I love everything you're talking about. I may have to jump into some
of it. It's fun. I tell you what, dude, it's cheap. You know, it was retail price originally was $29. You could probably get it for $20 now.
Sure.
It's not bad. It's a lot of fun. But it did take me a little while to get used to how the combat works, and I'm still kind of getting used to it. But yeah, it was a good time. You know, I suggest it to people that are into those kinds of games. But that's it for me. So lots and lots of Destiny and a little bit of Freedom Wars here and there.
A lot of Destiny.
All right, let's talk some, we have one thing that we want to talk about on news. We're going to try and finish this up pretty quickly. But, so PlayStation Now, as we all anticipated, now has a subscription service coming.
Love it.
Yes. So there are
I'm not going to say I called it, but whatever.
We all called it, I think.
I think that was one of the first things we said when it was announced.
Brought up.
I don't think you did. Nah.
Travis, you weren't even
on the show. You don't even listen to us when you're not on it.
You wouldn't know. Yeah, so you would have no idea.
Well, it's kind of true. I mean, why would I listen to it if I'm not on the show?
That's right. Vain douche. But so they said that there's about 100 games available now, and they said it's going to be $20 a month or $45 for 3 months, which is, you know, $15 a month. This is definitely a better pricing, in my opinion, than the rental fees they were charging, which were bullshit.
Way better.
But it's still not where it needs to be. Say
it's not perfect. No. It's not perfect. It's not perfect.
No one's going to pay $20.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe the 15, maybe 20, no.
I would go
especially
with 10.
With like,
if it were 10,
I think
I would
10 would be
it.
A safer bet.
That's like a sweet spot.
The major reason is because, first of all, it's not even on all platforms. It's just on PS4 right now.
Mm-hmm. Which that's,
so it's not even like a, it's not even a thing you can take to your Vita or your PS3 or whatever.
Or your television, because that's one PS4. Of the things they were talking about, right? Was their television.
PlayStation. Yeah. Well, technically PlayStation TV it would work, but the connection issue would be questionable at best. So.
Yeah. And they have to look at competing things. Like, the main problem with PS Now, I don't think it's the library. I think it's how the streaming works. I just think for some games, it's not fun to play on PlayStation Now because of the lag. Like anything first person, good luck playing, like unless it's slow paced. It's like, yeah, you can play like slower moving games, but out of those, like those big games, like Uncharted, that might be playable. Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to try it out, but.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I would need to try some of those games. But I mean, when I tried it out, when the beta was going on, like, I played a rhythm game and I played a fighting game, and they both I really didn't have any problems. The game I had a problem with was Nights into Dreams. That was the one that was weird.
I didn't have an issue with Dead Rising Riptide at all. Yeah.
And I think
that's the one I did have one.
Really?
I had like a half second input on even the movement, so it was like,
yeah, I didn't have an
I tried
issue
to turn
that.
A corner, it wouldn't even do that. And my internet's fucking fast. So I don't know.
Well, just because your internet fast, it doesn't mean that your connection to PlayStation Now is good.
Exactly. It depends on server placement.
Yeah. And it's all about your ping in that respect.
Well, that's the case, then for me, then there'd be no reason for me to get this whatsoever.
Right.
Because that's why I think 20 is too high. Like, when you look at something like Gamefly, how much is Gamefly?
I think it was
that covers
15,
all platforms.
15 or 16?
For two discs, right?
For two discs, yeah.
For two discs. So, yeah, the bad thing is, yes, you have to, like, wait for the disc to get there, and you can't just play whatever you want when you want, but at the same time is you're not...
But
you,
it's not $60.
It's not, exactly.
I snorted, but whatever.
I think 20 is too high. 15, I think the 3 month thing is a little bit better because that's 15 a month. That's probably, you know.
But I guess
it's still
the thing
premium
that gets
backwards
me,
compatibility. Just,
yeah, the thing that gets me is like a lot of these games that you would be playing on PlayStation Now, you could probably get a lot of them for $20 or less right now. Like, actually buy them.
Oh, so, and a lot of newer, like, put the PS2 library up there.
Yeah, and
a lot of people missed out on that at PS3.
Yeah, that would be cool too. Yep. You know? And those, they might not be easier to do. That might be actually harder to do considering. Because I noticed that, like, my theory is that if the game is programmed to handle online, like I was playing Blaze Blue, and that's one of the games that was really, really responsive for me while I was playing PlayStation Now. Well, that game was built around playing online. So I'm wondering if the way the code is...
Yeah, but how would that make it...
The way the code...
make a difference, though?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how this technology works. And I won't pretend to know just because I'm in programming. But, you know, it's a theory that I have that for some reason, because it's built with online in mind, that the net code translates somehow. I don't know. I have no idea. It's just a theory.
But see, yeah, I would agree with you, but I don't think... Because all it is streaming video to you. The inputs are still going to a server somewhere where it's getting the inputs once and sending you the video.
Yeah,
playback.
But the game is the game is built to take inputs and send them to your opponent's console as well.
Yes.
So that's what I'm getting at. It's not much different in that respect.
But you wouldn't be playing the online version of it at that point. You'd be playing the single player version.
I agree.
Or you'd be playing the casual. So
and,
it wouldn't,
and as I said, that's
wouldn't...
why this is just a theory. But in reality, yeah. it might not matter. Yeah. I don't know.
Two things. A, I'm optimistic on this for two reasons. One, I'm just impressed that the service kind of works. Like,
yeah,
with our internet connection speeds, like, not everybody's running like Google Fiber speeds. If that was the case, this would run so beautifully, but it's not the case. So I'm just surprised that it kind of works, especially for a game like Blaze Blue. So Twitch, it's so dependent upon like counting frames and making sure you're getting your moves and everything.
Though,
so
I don't think,
but
you can't judge that after a single, like, you would never play Blaze Blue against somebody else online through that connection. There's no way.
Exactly.
In hell. Like,
but
it might have
second,
seemed like it was playing fine because that game does run smoothly
but the
anyway.
The second thing that I'm optimistic about, though, is that the fact that this is what the future of gaming is going to be. Like, this cloud-based subscription service for playing games, we're going to see a lot more of this in the next decade of games. We're going to see this. It's just something that's going to happen. But I'm glad that Sony's taking the steps, the correct steps, and doing... Yeah, I know we want it on Vita. It should be on PS3. It should be on other consoles as well. I get it. But I think they're tiptoeing in the correct direction. That's what I'm seeing this as. It's not a perfect service. Yeah, the price is high. If it was on other console, if it was on the Vita, if it was on the PS3, if it was like Sony-wide... You know, you can get it on a Sony TV, or if you can jump on Chromecast, as long as you have like a Sony PlayStation account or PS Plus. If it was like a wide thing, yes, I think that's where it will be in the future, but it's not there. But I do feel that they're taking the correct steps to get there. $20 for just a randomized PS3 selection. Yeah, $20 is probably a little bit too much. $10, $15, maybe a little bit of discount for PS Plus, PS Plus consumers. That makes a little more sense at the point where it's at now.
Yeah. And also look at library-wise. Like,
exactly.
The library
is not impressive.
But look at EA Access. It's not impressive either, mm-hmm. but every single EA game eventually gets on there, mm-hmm. and you download those games to your console.
Straight up.
And play them straight up.
Straight
and
up.
It's cheaper than that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, the selection isn't even close to as good, but then again,
and
it
doesn't make sense to me
because they just started.
Like,
it. Yeah,
they're
like,
already doing that with PS Plus. You pay for PS Plus, you download it to your console, it works as if you had a disc.
As long as you have
it
so
works
why not just
as if you
that?
Had a disc in your system.
The reason is because of backwards compatibility. That's why they can't do that with PS2 and PS3 games on PS4.
Why?
Because then you'd have to have that. You literally have to have that architecture.
It would have
PS4.
To be like reprogrammed, basically.
Yeah, the reason it works is because you're just streaming the video. That's all you're doing. It's not like you're streaming the game. Mm-hmm. You're streaming video of a server playing the game off your inputs.
Okay, yeah, I dig that.
So that's the only reason why that can't happen. But I mean, in terms of value for your money, you can see why it's kind of like, I don't know. And then again, most of the games I still would ever want to play anyway, I still have. So again, like, a service like this for me would never work anyway. Unless there was like, I wanted to totally sell all my shit and just not have
it. Would have to be a super impressive library.
Yeah. Literally, like, yeah. Like, I was looking at the list of the games that are on there. I'm like, it's either played it, or just don't care.
No interest. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I would say 80% of that list, I'm not interested at all. Whatsoever.
No.
Like, put...
Alien Spider? Who gives a shit about that?
No one
Alien
cares.
Spidey.
Like, I don't even know what
that
is. I've
awesome.
Never heard of it.
I have no idea. I have no idea what that was.
But, like, you know, put the latest iteration of Madden on there. Put, you know... Even if it's Call of Duty Black Ops 2, put it on there.
Yeah.
Get the rights for it.
Yeah, well, that's,
put it on there.
I can see the Activisions and EAs being like,
it's the last generation.
Yeah, we're not going to do
it's
that.
The last...
EA especially. They have EA Access. They're never going to put their
They're
shit
never going to do that. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, this is where it's going to go. And I think Sony is, you know, because it's not a full release yet. So I think for it not being a full release yet, putting their intentions out there, like, this is the prize, this is the direction we want to start to go in, this is just point A. That's all it is. It's point A. And I think it's a positive start so far.
So this is what I think
they
should do.
Learning.
If it's just a beta, they're just learning. here it is. PS Plus members get it for $10. And the thing is, you're grandfathered in when we actually hard launch this shit, where it's going to be $20. That's how you get people into it. You have a PS Plus subscription for $10, you get this stuff. When we actually hard launch it like a year from now, when we have a much bigger library, it's going to go up to 20, but you guys are fine. Or it'll only go up like a certain percentage. Because I think this is going to fall flat on its face for the $20 one.
For 20 bucks,
people
probably
might do the 3-month thing just to test it out and see how it goes.
Well, there's also how a much, free-week trial. So,
how much was it for 3 months?
45.
45.
45 for 3 months? What is that, 15 bucks a month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad. Yeah. It's not too bad. I'm okay with that price. Now, if they did that 3 month but with a PS Plus discount, day one,
I would do it. They should probably discount it for PS Plus.
Yeah, for sure.
It would just make sense.
Well, I guess we'll
see. That's all the news, though?
That's it. Unless you guys want to talk about how lots of consoles have sold. That's really it. This generation has lots of consoles sold. I think they said that...
It has.
I think they said the PS4 just hit 18.5 million after December or something,
something like that. Yeah.
Just something lots crazy. And lots. And what was it? Xbox sold, what was it, 10 million through October or through November or something like that? I don't remember.
No idea.
No idea. But either way, lots of consoles have sold. Console gaming's not dead. This just in. If you haven't heard. New releases?
Sure.
Nothing.
Are there any?
Oh, God.
Nothing.
Dark Gate 1.0 is coming for PC. Whoa, Dave is coming for the Vita. Duke Nukem 3D Megaton Edition is coming out for on PSN. And Funk of Titans is coming out on Xbox.
Oh, that's that sweet, that nasty, that funky stuff.
Funk of Titans.
Funk of Titans.
I am not giving you a pick of the week.
No clue what that is.
It's Attack of the Titan, but it's funky.
Funky. Hmm. So that is your new release list. There's nothing on there worth getting. Period.
Well, I have no idea what any of those are.
It's turning into
You sure Funk of the Titans is some weird, like, PC indie game that's... I don't know.
It's coming to X-Bone.
That shit, so.
Platformer starting a funky Perseus, and he sets out to defeat the music titans. So it's a rhythm game, I guess? Well, I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, probably stay away from that.
This turned into a pretty negative podcast, guys.
Yeah, well.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a bad way to start the new year, I guess.
What a terrible way. 2015 is going to suck.
Hey, you promised me it was going to be a good year, Travis. What's up
with that? I did. As a whole, but it's going to start off terribly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all about low expectations, but high in results.
Hope for the best, expect the worst.
Exactly.
Okay.
You never let down.
All right. Well, the question of the week was that we wanted to hear from you guys about what you thought the game of the year is. Or what games you think we should be trying, that we should definitely play before talking about Game of the Year. So we'll do that next week, or later this week, I guess. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, depending on what we're doing.
Exactly. You can send us an email. That address is email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. Individually, we are Indus Chris, The Travis Bomb, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
And the master I'm still, of the
And I'm still deciding whether or not I should change it back to Indus Travis. I haven't gotten that notice yet. My contract hasn't come in the mail yet.
No.
No, not
we
yet.
We got to negotiate. Get your agent on the line.
We have to negotiate, yeah. I could hold out. You should franchise player me, though, for sure.
I guess I should give you back the password to your FTP connection instead of using the guest one all the time.
You know what? I should just deny it that you fucking got rid of it in the first place, you son of a bitch.
I didn't get rid of it. It might still be there. If you try and log in with your old password, it might still work.
It's not there. Trust me, I tried.
Oh, really? Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, awkward.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
I know I can't get into the website anymore. I can't get into the back end of interactivedistractions.com.
Oh,
I know that.
That's different.
I don't even know if I can get
in
there.
Oh, Jason did that.
No,
oh,
actually, our host did that.
Yeah,
okay. we apparently had an attack on the site, so we have to add IP addresses to an access file.
Damn you, Lizard Squad.
Fucking Lizard
Coming
Squad.
After the big guns.
But I'll get with you offline about that. Anyway, Facebook, Google+, Steam, and Stitcher. Check us out. We are Interactive Distraction. Search for us, and you will find us. and come over to Retroids, not Retroids, VG Evo again. It's VG Evo.
Yeah, VG Evo. I played online with Ken, CCX.
Yeah, yeah, we played with him.
He helped me power level my third character. I want to say, Ken, I love you, buddy, if you still listen.
Yeah, he's making another character, too. I saw him online with a level 10 the other day.
Yeah.
So I started a new one, too. I got a level 8 Warlock. But,
drink the Kool-Aid, baby. Drink the
God.
Kool-Aid.
Play something else, for fuck's sake.
No.
There's so much good stuff out there, and you're just like, Destiny.
Well, we've played awesome. All the other good stuff out there. That's the thing. We played it all.
Yeah.
There's nothing until like March.
What well, that's the thing. I haven't finished Dragon Age yet. That's the only thing that's killing me right now.
There you go.
What are we going to play? I mean, the only thing that's
have
coming out.
Have you beat
out...
Mario 3D World?
Oh, I'm at the end of
Mario
3D World.
Who cares?
And in reality, it's like I played enough of Mario 3D World to know that Galaxy is still a better game.
That's probably true.
It is true. Where was I?
I don't know how that's funny, but sure.
It's not funny, but it's the truth. I think that Galaxy is a better game. I don't remember where I was. I don't think it matters, because we're wrapping up.
We were just doing the Twitters.
Yes. So that's Twitters. All I have. Do you guys want to? We did the Twitters already. You guys have anything before we wrap up and get out of here?
I'm good, buddy.
New.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. This one was kind of a clusterfuck. Sorry. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.